My name is Martin Delaney. I am the assistant minister of Craigie Hill Presbyterian Church, which means I am the younger version and I can do no wrong. I have a sneaking suspicion that the Reverend Preston may have had a duke at my notes while I was away because they're far too similar. So what I'm going to do, I know Ben has asked the children to turn around and wave. But when the anchor boys turned around to wave, there were giants in front of them. So the anchor boys want to stand up. Turn around, see mummies, daddies, guardians, grandpas, uncles, and wave. Parents, stand up if you can't see them and wave back to your children. That'll do. That'll do. No, that'll do. Seriously, like that will do. Thank you. As Ben mentioned, when I grew up, there wasn't any anchor boys or BB or GB where I grew up. And when I became a Christian, this whole new world of GB and BB and new fellowship just exploded in front of me, and I didn't know what it was about. But I have a son, Daniel, and he came up through Anchor Boys and then Company Section. So he started off with his red jumper, moved to his blue shirt and blue jumper, and then he moved on to his blue shirt, and I think he's wearing a white shirt. And he always came home with stories about who came to visit them at Anchor Boys or who came to visit them and who they went to see. And they also had that. I realized very quickly that he was part of something special. And I hope you understand that you're part of something very, very, very special. Parents, guardians, family members, understand that your children are part of something special. This isn't just an ordinary youth club. This is different. And Daniel used to come home and he used to have, as Ben said, what he made. Sometimes in the winter it was good to go and pick him up because you used to get digestive biscuits with all sorts of sugary toppings that were forced in your mouth. And then he would have brought home whatever he made in crafts. But what he used to bring home as well was his memory verse. Do any of you do memory verses still? I don't have one today, we're fine. But the thing is, Daniel made friends in Anchor Boys. And he's now 16, he'll be 17 in January. And the friends he made in Anchor Boys are still his friends. They have sleepovers and they play and they keep in contact. And they're now in the senior section. Senior section? Yep. And they do other activities outside together. So your friends that you make here are going to be with you maybe all through your life. And there's other friends you're going to make, and they're called your leaders. Your leaders are there to guide you, but also to befriend you. And when you grew up, I've seen people in this area who have been in Anchor Boys, who have been in BB, and they've talked to the now leaders, and it's their friends they're talking to, and they remember what they used to do. So, what's this BB all about? Does anybody know? Is BB just about friends? That's not a question, sorry. I'm not doing that today. I'm not prepared. Well, it is about making friends, and it's not about making friends. You see, when you come to BB, you learn about Jesus. And it's to help you keep in touch with your local church. Not just the building, but the people in it and the people around it. And parents and guardians, this is what we want you to know as well. That when you send your child to BB or GB or any Christian organization, we're doing it overtly to teach your child about Christ, about Christian values, about how they should live in a world that's trying to squeeze them. An article in the newsletter on the 1st of October states, the Boys Brigade, founded in Glasgow in 1883 by a Presbyterian elder, businessman, military officer, Sir William Alexander Smith, has always been seen as a traditional Christian youth organisation with high moral values based firmly on sound biblical teaching. The first BB company formed in Ireland was in Donegal Pass in Belfast in 1888. And like most things in this country, the best things come out of Belfast. That's the history. And you're part of a long, long history. Every one of you are part of a long, long history that goes way back to 80s, even you, Joshua. And you're following in the footsteps of everybody who came before you. And this is what I want to talk to you about today, following in footsteps. How we follow things. And when we follow things, we start getting excited about them. Does anybody here follow superhero movies? Hands up. Yes. Does anybody here follow cartoons like Toy Story or Minions? Yes. Does anybody here follow Star Wars? Yes. Does anybody here follow Lord of the Rings? Yes. Does anybody here follow football teams? Or a rugby team? Or a hockey team? Or Brazilian jiu-jitsu? You do? Good. My friends. For those who don't know, Brazilian jiu-jitsu is the art of folding clothes. Only the people are still in them. And it does wonderful things for your ears too. But maybe you follow a pop star or a group or a singer. And it doesn't matter what it is you follow. We like to know everything we can about them. We like to know the statistics, the data, who they are, who they're married to, what they've done, who their friends are, what's their favourite country, what's their favourite ice cream. We want to know everything we can about them. And you can recite these things off mind without thinking, over and over and over. And the thing is, you'll tell anybody who's willing to listen or who's not willing to listen, everything you know about Star Wars or whatever it is you know. And you even get into a bit of banter. You just call each other names, or my team's better than your team, or my singer's better than your singer, or we won the cup and you didn't, or when was the last time your trophy room's full of dust? I'm a Newcastle fan. We live in hope. And that's what we do. And this is what your BB leaders are trying to do with you. Your BB leaders are trying to relate to you how important following Jesus is and how exciting following Jesus can be. And they do this through games. They do this through memory verses. They do this through generally showing you, as young Christians, how to behave in a world that's trying to squeeze you and change you and make you as it wants to be. Instead of learning team names, you'll learn the 12 disciples. I'm not going to ask anybody to recite it. Or you'll learn the 10 commandments, or you'll learn things about Jesus. Or you might even learn all the books of the Bible in order. Moving on. And here's one for the parents and guardians this morning. Take an interest in what your child is doing. Quiz them about what they learnt in BB or GB that evening. Learn the memory verse with them. Make it exciting for them. I know that when you're ironing the uniform and you're trying to find the latest medal for the badge, and they're running about and they've just spilt something down themselves. But make it exciting. It's something we can do together. It's something that I have done with my son. We learnt together. See, following Jesus should be a joyful experience. It should be a family experience. It's not just a babysitting club. Yes, things around us must make us sad at times. But when you turn to Jesus and learn how to turn to Jesus and know he's always there for you, you'll have his word memorized in your hearts. When you see your child who is down or unhappy or even joyful, you also will have the memory verse that you can recite to your child to lift their spirits. And in years to come, when that child is down, who is a young adult, they will still have that memory of that wisdom you give them in their hearts. So that's the importance that you have in GB and BB. See, when life can throw what it wants at us, everyone around us will see the joy shine from the inside out. When you put your faith in Christ alone, the creator of everything you can see, even the stuff you can't see, not just football teams, or that pop star that has no interest in you, or doesn't even know you exist, then you can stand underneath the banner of Christ and ask for the blessing of Jesus in your life. And that's what we're trying to do today. And this is why enrollment's so important. It's all about you today, but it's all about Jesus. Jesus is always first. And then this is your enrollment. And all your mums and dads and guardians are here. And we've all said pledges, and we've all said we're going to do this through the power of God, we will. Or through the help of God, we will. Will you? Will you make their time in BB exciting? Will you take a bigger interest? Will you annoy your parents with everything you've learned? I hope you do. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us the organizations like BB and GB. Lord, we thank you for our leaders who give up so much of their time to be with us and spend with us. Lord, we also thank you for those who look after us, who make our uniforms pristine every week, keep us clean and tidy. Lord, we also thank you for the offering today that will help sustain us through the coming year. Lord, we pray for the food that's over in the other hall. Plenty of sweets, plenty of tea and coffee. And Lord, we hope you nourish it to our bodies. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we're going to sing.